Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. This is our second hour, hour number two on your Sunday. Garden America here from BizTalk Radio at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or you can email us, john@gardenamerica.com. It's going to fade down Steely Dan for you, John. Hope you had a good break. We did. A little retool a little bit here.
All the part of fun of being on
good.
Radio. Right.
It's
right.
All good.
Yes. Did you take a look at this week's newsletter and
in great detail?
See the little Did You Know article about the strawberry moon? I have to admit, Sharon, I did not know about the strawberry moon.
Oh, well, I'm glad that I was able to write a little spurb on that then.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was kind of a little fun Did You Know.
Yeah. So what is the strawberry moon?
Well, apparently, the Native American tribes would judge a moon, certain moons, by as to when to harvest, because they didn't have the regular calendars that Europeans had, the Julian or the Gregorian. So they had their own, and they would name it usually after a crop that they would harvest. So this one is called the strawberry moon, because that told many of the Native American tribes when to harvest strawberries. So
it's the full moon that occurs in June.
Right. But it's a rare event when the first day of summer and the strawberry moon coincide.
Occur at the same time.
Yeah, and that's what made it so unusual this year. And I think the last time they shared the same date was in June of 1986.
I remember that one.
Do you remember 1986 well, huh?
Just barely, come to think of it.
Can you believe that's 30 years ago, though?
Wow.
Yeah.
So. That's a long time. You know, something that has now become our number one selling citrus?
Is it the Australian finger lime?
Yep.
I hope.
It is. Yeah, more people ordered that yesterday. And I think that I think it's a citrus that is just coming into the public awareness. I would say maybe as little as 10 years ago, no one ever heard of Australian limes, or very few people. I always exaggerate, but very few people heard of Australian limes, and they're much different than regular
limes.
They
are, and it was just about that time that I did get my Australian finger lime tree. And
it's because you're always cutting edge.
Well, I think it was because we met, who was the woman that was with the UC Was it the UC Irvine program on citrus? I can't remember exactly.
Oh, UC Riverside.
UC Riverside, right.
Toots beer.
Yes. Yes. And she was talking about, telling me about the Australian finger lime, and I was able to get a plant.
You know, all citrus, or the majority of citrus, is from the, it's all in the same family, but it's, most of them are from the genus citrus, but the finger lime is actually a different genus, which I believe is Microcitrus.
I think you're right, yes.
And it's an extremely thorny plant, for one.
Oh, boy, is it.
Probably more thorns than leaves.
And so, you know what, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I did is I planted it in a very large, I think it was like comparable to a 15-gallon clay pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I set that in the center of this arbor that I have of an equally thorny plant, the rose plant, Joseph's Coat.
Uh-huh.
And it really is pretty, but it's out of the traffic, you know, people walking around, because it is thorny. And so you should be careful about that. You don't want to plant it just any place.
And they're called finger limes because each fruit is about the size of a finger in the same shape.
Right.
Like a little...
they've got a little crook in it.
Yeah, a little sausage.
Uh-huh.
Similar to that. But unlike regular citrus, on this one, you cut them open, they just burst open. And there's these little bubbles.
Little vesicles.
Of juice in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look like giant tapioca bubbles that just pop out with all kinds of limey-type citrusy flavor, which can be, like you mentioned, used in salads or in drinks, or chefs are coming up with all kinds of uses for these. But, you know, what a great citrus to add to your, if you're in an area of the country that can grow citrus. If you're not, you know, do as you're doing, put it in a container, then bring it in the winter, put it back out during the summer.
Oh, that's a great idea. And the other thing that I like to do with my Australian finger lime fruit is to slice them in half and then set them, surround it on a platter of, you know, freshly baked or broiled fish.
Mm-hmm.
And all the vesicles are popping out, and people can just kind of scoop the vesicles onto
starting to get hungry.
Fish. And it's just the right kind of flavoring to add to your fish. Plus, it looks so pretty too.
I wish that people were able to see us here in studio, because
you want a camera installed. I can tell you're fishing for a camera in here.
Yeah, because when I'm watching Sharon, first of all, I'm listening to her describe everything, and
yes.
it's
get this visual in your head,
visually stimulating. But watching her hands, she's got to have some Italian in her background. Because she's moving her hands, making a circle to describe the plate. And,
yes,
and I'm
right.
Just sitting here, the yes. Italian here, sitting with his hands folded, watching her.
That's great. I think it's rubbed off on you a little bit.
But anyway, go to, Brian, anyone who's interested in any kind of citrus, go to GardenAmerica.com, because we are shipping daily.
Yeah, take a look at what's there, because you'll find products you won't find anywhere else.
You know, and yesterday we had Masako Yamamoto on from the HB 101 company, and I was able to put the $100 bottle back online for anyone who needs the large size, and we have the other sizes. The 1995 size, I think, is the smallest, but you only use a few drops per gallon of water, 5 drops per gallon of water, so that... Any day that we get the order, Monday through Friday, the HB 101 gets shipped out that same day. So this is the time of year where if you need to help your plants get a little boost, if they're not doing well, or if they are doing well and you want them to do even better, go ahead.
Can you see my Facebook page? That is a picture of a strawberry moon.
That is a literal strawberry moon.
Again, we're pointing visually here on the radio. I'll show it to you.
No, I just got a visual of a strawberry moon in my mind, but I don't think we could put that one up.
Okay, all right. Let's move on here. You know, we do have a guest coming up, too.
What would you like to do, Sharon? Let's let Sharon be the program director here.
What would
you like to do?
I would like to have Dr. Alan Armitage on our program right
now.
One of our favorite people.
No sooner said than done.
Okay. And he is the gentleman responsible for the University of Georgia's famous trial gardens, and he has written, I believe, 13 books ranging from perennials, native plants, vines, and his latest book is It's Not Just About the Hat, The Unlikely Journey of a Plantsman. So good morning, Alan. It's so good to have you on our show again.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. It's a beautiful day today. How is it where you are?
Oh, it's lovely. It's a nice, cool morning. We're in the northern part of the state of Georgia, so it's a little warm in the summertime, as you can imagine.
Yes.
But we're in the 80s today, probably going to hit some 90s, but we've been warm, to be sure. But gardens are bursting. And
yes.
Listen, I'm so excited to hear about all these moons you guys are into.
maybe not all of them.
I'm glad, Sharon, that you put a stop to this. It was getting a little
mess
there for a while. Very interesting,
right,
to be sure.
Oh, well, thanks. But, you know, we're going to have to take a break in a minute, and we will continue on with our talk with you, Alan. And I know that you want to talk about new plant recommendations as well as major trends that you see. But I also want to stress that your latest book, It's Not Just About the Hat, is really an autobiography, and I enjoyed this book very much. And I do use all of your other books on perennials, etc., for references. So we'll talk more with you when we come back.
And do stay with us, because if you have any questions for a guest, you can also call us or email us at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com, just like that. Very simple. Sunday, hour number two. How you doing? Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. This is Garden America, Brian Main, John Vignesco, and Sharon Asakawa. We are stepping aside, taking a break, and coming right back.
Virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just Float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour, back on your Sunday morning or afternoon, depending upon where you are listening. Thank you so much for joining us. Lines are open if you have a question for our guest or one of us at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Sharon?
So we are talking to Dr. Alan Armitage, who's a renowned plantsman and author. And as I mentioned earlier, his latest book is It's Not Just About the Hat, and that's his really fascinating autobiography. And, you know, John, you were mentioning off air that Alan is the kind of person that is so nice, so knowledgeable, has so many great stories to tell that you can spend a lot of time with him.
Oh, yeah, I said if I was back at Hort School that I would love to take classes from Alan. You could, yeah, just spend all day with him. It makes it, you know, your time around him, you learn so much, but it's fun. It's not an effort at all.
So, Alan, let's learn some more things from you. You're such a fount of horticultural knowledge, and you wanted to talk about some new plant recommendations as well as some of the major trends that you see that are important for the home gardener to know about.
John, I think if you're in my class, I don't know, you know, you probably would have just wanted the stories and then never studied. You would have learned a lot more that way.
In the long run, it's the stories that are important.
I tell many people who I speak here and there, and I really am more or less a storyteller these days. Just that comes with age, not wisdom. But tell me the facts I forget. Tell me the story I remember. And people really do understand that. And for example, if I'm teaching a plant you might know Baptisia, we know it as false indigo. It's a plant that people grow. It's a fabulous plant. It's American. It's Americana. But all I have to do is just tell them a little story about that was the first ever subsidized plant in American horticulture, American agriculture. Farmers were paid by the government in Georgia's and South and the Carolinas to grow it, and that's as a substitute for indigo. And because it wasn't quite as good as indigo, it became known as false indigo. And that's where the name came from in the story. And it's kind of cool because people don't remember Baptisia, but they remember where false indigo came from. And that's fine. So there's a ton of those stories. And in fact, I'm working on a new book right now. It's called Stories from the Garden, and it's common names and other stories that nobody ever told you. But they're just fun. But anyway, that John is in a nutshell of how bad a teacher I was.
Absolutely not true. I know from talking to many other people.
But you mentioned about trends, and Sharon and John, certainly the major, and I know, you know, you mentioned trends that gardeners should know. They don't have to know anything. They're gardeners. And the best thing about gardening is that you just enjoy yourself. And
right.
But the trend for the industry is that gardens are essentially getting smaller. The garden of tomorrow, if not today, is the deck, the patio, the veranda, places where people want to sit, enjoy the plants around them. And so much of the breeding of plants has been towards those that work well in containers and baskets and things that can go on the deck. There's always going to be a garden out there, I think, but there's a whole lot more landscapes than there are gardens. And the garden is actually becoming that area around the deck and on the deck. And I think that's kind of neat because we're getting into such fabulous plants, even like vegetables, like tomatoes and peppers and okra or whatever you happen to like. They're being actually bred now for containers, meaning that they're going to give you a large fruit, but they're not going to give you a large plant. And that, I think, is terrific for most of us. And that's certainly one of the major trends that we're seeing out there, which is a good one.
You know, I was a couple years ago looking at some Pan American seed trials, and they were experimenting with full-size bush watermelons. So you're looking at watermelons that are going to get to be 20 or 30 pounds, but on bushes. And that's exactly the direction you're talking about. Everything's trying to become more compact.
Well, it's a direction I think that it makes sense. We're always going to have gardeners. We're always going to have people who have, you know, 10-acre vegetable gardens and whatever. But the fact is that apartment dwellers, condo people who still love gardening, they still want to have some, but they certainly have downsized. And I think that many of the plants that we are used to require a little downsizing as well. You know, you're talking to someone who loves the big stuff, but understands that the need for the smaller material.
Yeah, we just came back from a garden tour of Europe, and going through Italy and France, we see exactly what you're talking about, because in those cities, sometimes there isn't even any space for grass to grow, but everywhere you look, there's plants and flowers.
And they're all falling off the balconies, and it is kind of fun. And we're you know, you see that in this country too, to be sure. It's just that we've been spoiled with space, and as people, you know, live in tighter, more congested areas, we need tighter, more congested plants. And that doesn't mean they're not beautiful. It doesn't mean they're not fantastic. Window boxes, for example, have staged a huge comeback. So things like that, I think, are just fun to see, to be sure.
Yeah, you know, just to go away from our topic a little bit, you know, we're going to put you back in the classroom, Alan. And we have an email question for you from one of your potential students.
Okay.
in Monrovia, California. And his question is for you is, is soil science the same for all plants, or does soil preparation vary depending on the plant variety? And don't all soil amendments become pH neutral over time?
Okay. Well, the first part of that question is you know, soils are probably – okay, soils are – and we can get back to this, but soils are probably – among the big two. There's soils and water. Those are your big two, and we can certainly chat about what I feel one should do about soils, regardless you're in Monrovia, California, or Monrovia, Georgia. There's many things that are the same, and they're basic. So absolutely, we can talk about that.
Okay, and then when we come back, also, we can probably talk a little bit about soil amendments becoming pH neutral over time, and does that really make any difference?
We'll do that, and hopefully some calls from you or emails. You can email us at john@gardenamerica.com or 855-424-9825 to reach us, questions, comments for us or our guest. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. We are approaching 30 minutes after the hour. I'm Brian Main, John Vagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Break Time, coming right back on Biz Talk Radio.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour, 25 away from the top of the hour. This is hour two, your Sunday. It is Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or John at GardenAmerica.com with your questions and your comments.
Yeah, we were just talking to Dr. Alan Armitage from Georgia, and we were just finishing up with an email question from a listener, and he wanted to know about soil amendments becoming neutral over time. And as soon as we finish with that question, Alan, I'd like you to talk a little bit about something really new and exciting that all our gardeners actually all over the country, if not the world, can take advantage of in modern technology.
Cool. Let's continue with that soil thing, and I'm not going to go into grand detail, but the fact is pH, to begin with, you know, around 5.2 to 6.5 or 6.3 is going to be just about fine for anything. I mean, there are plants that require alkaline, but not very many plants require alkaline soils. But those plants require acid soils. The only reason you probably don't have acid soil is your water is, you're sitting on limestone and your water is basic. Then you start to, you have to add some sulfur products, whatever, to get it down. And over time, yes, it will become neutral again, or it will become back to what it is. So unfortunately, if you're sitting in Michigan and you're on limestone and your pH of your water is 8, then essentially you're going to have to keep trying to acidify your soil. And great products like compost, absolutely, you cannot go wrong with good compost. And where you get it, I mean, if you're fortunate, some of these landfills today in many communities are taking their branches and their limbs and their leaves and all that stuff they pick up, and they are making terrific compost that is, you know, has no heavy metals and all that other nonsense in it, and you can put them on your garden every year. So to answer the question briefly, absolutely, organic matter, no matter where you live, is terrific. Mulching is terrific. And then, you know, if pH is a problem, you're just going to have to deal with it, unfortunately, and limestone to get it up, sulfur products to get it down.
Okay, now, gardeners all over the world are starting to use technology in gardening, and I know you've got something really exciting to share with us.
Well, this is really, really cool, and I say that because, hell, I put it together, so I guess I have to believe it is. But, you know,
there you go.
But we have been gnashing our teeth about young people in getting into gardening. We've been gnashing our teeth about how to find information and make it, you know, essentially for the people today. And it could be your grandmother, who would prefer a little anonymity, don't necessarily want to ask a question that they think is stupid or going to make them feel stupid. And they really want it on the thing that everybody has today in their purse and pocket, and that is their smartphone. So what I have done is I developed an app for gardeners. It is an app for anybody who gardens. It is on perennials and annuals mainly. It's on vegetables. It's on herbs. It's on houseplants. It has ground covers, natives, USDA zones, and it's on your phone. Because what we are today is a nation of impatient people. And we want something now, and we want it good and clear. So I developed an app for my daughters, meaning that these are people, my beautiful daughters have too many kids and not enough time, and they like gardening, but they just don't know, they're just not going to spend a lot of time looking at it. They can go into the garden center with their phone, and they can see the best verbena, they can see the, I don't know, the best yopiri, they can see the best petunia. And it also talks about pollinators and soils and how to fertilize. Anyway, and you can search for plants. There's a ton of things on there, and I'm so excited about it because this is where we have to be. Not necessarily sometimes where we want to be, but we have to take us to them. Meaning, guys, we have to take you to everybody listening, not only through the radio waves, but let's get it on their phone so they can just whip this out anytime. Anyway, I'm really excited about it. It's been out for a while. There's about 10,000 people on this thing. And garden centers can get listed free of charge. So if you want to find out where to buy a plant, you hit garden centers, and those that are around you will come up with Google Maps and websites and all that kind of silliness. So it's really kind of neat, and I am really excited about this thing because my daughters are using it. It doesn't get better than that.
Now, can you go to the iTunes store for apps and find it?
Yeah, you can go. The easiest way to do it is on your app. If you have an Apple phone,
right?
On the App Store, just type in Armitage, my name, and it'll come up. It's called Armitage's Greatest Perennials and Annuals. If you're on a Android product like a Samsung, go to your Google Play, and you might have to type in Armitage's Greatest. You can find it, you know, through all the weird codes and all. But for me, just type in the name. And by the way, it is all my book sales are down because it's, a lot of my books have been sort
the
of,
the information this, is right there,
this,
huh?
app, but the app does cost $4.99. So, $4.99. I think you're going to waste that kind of money at the Burger Doodle store, and look what happens to that stuff. So it is good, and I don't mean to sort of toot my own horn, but it's cool, and I update it every week, and put the new plants on that I think people might enjoy, and so we just have fun with it. And if you have any garden centers in the listening area, they can get listed free of charge.
And then also any of our listeners who get our weekly newsletter, there is a link under the description of Dr. Armitage that says Armitage app, and if you just click on that, it'll take you right to the information on the website.
And sure. I think people will really enjoy it. And they go into garden centers sometimes, and they're armed with the app, and they're dangerous. But, the more educated a consumer, the better everybody feels about it.
Well, congratulations on this app that you've developed, Alan. And once again, it's Armitage's Greatest Perennials and Annuals for $4.99. What a deal. And as always, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program, Alan. You take care and enjoy the beautiful Georgia weather.
Well, thank you, and I hope we'll be back soon. And I know you're all welcome to visit me. So take care. Yeah. Thank you again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, Alan.
All right. A lot of great information, Alan. We do appreciate it. 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. We do have a caller who has been waiting patiently. Let's go to New Hampshire. Max is standing by. Max, welcome to Garden America. What is your question? How can we help you?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Max.
Hi, Max. Nice talking to you again.
Yeah, you remember. That's good.
Absolutely, buddy. What's going on in New Hampshire?
We got another few days to a week before rhododendron flowers are done for the season. Now, to keep it so that we get flowers for next year, is it now that I got to be trimming those, or is it later on, like in the fall or something, before winter?
No, because rhododendrons set their blooms for the spring in the fall. And if you trim them in the fall, you're cutting off all the blooms for the following year. So if you do need to trim your rhododendrons, the time to do it is right after they're done blooming.
Okay.
Because that way they'll put out the new leaves and then set the new flower buds. It's also the time of year to fertilize them. Right after they're done blooming is when they begin their growth spurt. It doesn't do any good, like in warmer parts of the country, camellias and other parts of the country, azaleas, when they're flowering, they're really kind of dormant. It's not till they're done flowering that they begin growing.
And what fertilizer do you put with that?
You know, there's all kinds of things that you can use. If the soils where you are naturally acid, then you don't have to worry. You can use any type of soil. But if you do have a little bit of alkalinity, just cottonseed meal is an excellent fertilizer for rhododendrons. And then there's also a product called Biosol, B-I-O-S-O-L, that's a byproduct of the penicillin industry. That is one of the absolute best fertilizers for any type of plant. And if you want to read about Biosol, if you go to johnandbobs.com, you can read about the Biosol. And also anyone listening out there, if you order anything on that website, if you use the coupon code GARDEN20, GARDEN20, you get 20% off anything on their website. So I hope that helps, Max. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Max. All righty, 45 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a break here. We've got one more segment coming up. Lines are open. If you call us, we guarantee to get you on at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Again, 45 minutes after the hour, taking a break, and we are coming right back. Stay with us.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix-and-pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour, this is it. Final segment on this Sunday. That was a quick 2 hours, but again, still plenty of time. Want to get your call in? 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Let's go to Corning. John is standing by. John, thank you for your call. How can we help you? Happy weekend to you. John in Corning, are you there? Okay, apparently John in Corning was there, but he's not now, John. John Bagnasco, that is.
I'm here.
You're here, yes. Just not John and Corning. Okay, John, if you got disconnected, do call us back. And again, that's true for anybody at 855-424-9825.
I have a few email questions if we have time to take some.
Plenty of time. In fact, once you get an email question, nobody's going to hang up on you. They're there.
That's true.
They're not going to be self-deleting unless you do it. So
that's
go right
true.
Ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm the only one that can delete those calls. Or those notices. Anyway, this is from Michael, and this is a unusual question, Sharon, because there's not a simple answer to it. It says, how often should I water my stone fruit trees in Southern California?
My husband's usual response was to a customer who would come in.
Whenever they need it?
pretty close, yeah. It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on how fast your soil drains.
Right.
It depends on the weather conditions. It depends on the size of the watering basin that you have around your tree, too. So, yes. And then maybe the customer would say, well, I water it every 10 to 14 days. And he goes, well, maybe that's not enough because of the different conditions.
Right.
Or the customer might say, well, I water it every 3 days. And he goes, well, maybe that's too much. So, but seriously, it really does depend, particularly on the ability of the soil to drain.
Right.
So you have a couple of good tips on how to test that.
Well, right. But also, if you want a general rule of thumb, during the summer growing months, if we're not having unusually hot weather, you could say a good deep watering every 7 to 10 days is probably okay. But it, you have to take all those situation environmental situations into account. And I know one of the things Bruce used to do, even before he planted a tree, would be to dig a hole and then fill it with water, let the water drain through, and then
right.
fill it with water again and see how long it took. It took that water to go through the soil, and that would give you a good idea of how quickly the soil drains. You know, sometimes you'll do that and you'll come back the next day and water's still there.
That's and also very true, especially if you have clay soil.
Right. You know, you've got a really slow draining soil, so you're not going to be able to use quite as much water.
I think John in Corning is back. John, are you there, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Hey, good, John. What's going on? Yeah, you're there, buddy. You're here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're getting, like, close to the end of this, so I want to, like, throw this out real quick.
Yeah, no worries. Got about four minutes. Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. 2 months ago, I talked to you guys. I talked to Bob Reed-Miller, I guess his name is, about growing
right.
succulents and old horse troughs.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't quite get there. But I did get to the point where I could get the horse troughs out, fill them up with, you know, sand and compost, and put onions in there. You know, an onion is something you just take for granted. You go to the store and you get an onion, duh, you know. So anyway, now I've got, like, maybe 50 onions. And I'm thinking, okay, you guys are almost starting to bloom, so you're big, you know, softball size. So we're pulling them out.
Mm-hmm.
Had, you know, some with a hamburger last night. And, yeah, good, good. So I'm wondering what your take is on how do I, like, cure and save those guys.
Oh, Sharon's our resident expert on harvesting and storing fruit. You know, sometimes I think most of the root crops, Sharon, all require the same type of storage, right? You need a cool spot.
Right.
Cool,
dry spot.
Right, cool, dry spot, refrigerator, if. Possible, but we used to have root cellars in days gone by where things would be put in there. But you can also, for a while, leave the onions in the ground, you know, as you eat them. But, of course, if you leave them too long, then they'll begin to rot themselves. But one of the things you can do to keep them from finishing their cycle is if you go through, if you said they're getting ready to bloom, if you go through and cut all those bloom stalks off, it's going to set back the onion just a little bit and more strength will go into the bulb, so you'll get even an even bigger onion and you're prolonging the life cycle of the plant a few weeks longer because the plant's main goal is to produce flowers and set seeds, so it can perpetuate itself. And if you're delaying that by cutting off that flower, the plant's going to go, okay, well, I still want to produce seeds, so I'm going to have to get myself back together and put out a new flower spike. So
okay,
that's just one little trick you could use.
Okay. And can I ask one real quick
sure.
question? Do I have a little
sure.
Yeah, you got a little bit of time. Go ahead.
I called you 6 weeks ago, John. And I talked about oleanders, and you told me about oleander scorch.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that, but
yeah,
I went out
yeah.
and looked at that, and I said, okay, you know, looked at it very carefully, and I saw the emitters on the drip system weren't working on that one plant. So I, like, tuned those up, and it didn't die.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, because if you remember, we talked about for the oleander scorch, there really
right.
is no cure. So I'm glad.
Glad it was just an emitter problem.
Yeah,
that's terrific.
Because otherwise, it would have spread to all the other oleander, and you know it.
Yeah, so
almost.
I ended up being like the oleander watchdog. I'm going all over the state of California looking at oleanders. Oh, God, has anybody else got this? And
no, hey, we're up against the clock, my friend. We have to go, Dave. Thank you so much. John, right?
Right, John and Corning.
John and Corning, we're up against. Yeah, no worries. Sorry about that, though. We are up against the clock with just less than 30 seconds to go.
Okay, go to GardenAmerica.com for all your gardening needs. Check out the citrus we have for sale.
And a big thank you to David, our director and studio coordinator, Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. Things do tend to get clogged up toward the end of the show, but we do thank you for your calls and your emails. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again next weekend. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.